Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
It all came out for the better there. Now here you are, you know, again, just a baby, but with a very powerful voice there. What was it like getting tips and information and what have you from people such as Pharrell Williams and Lionel Richie and these kinds of people? What was that? What has that been like for you?
Been an absolute blessing, and I thank God, you know, every day for this opportunity, and you know, to be where I am, and to even get the opportunity and experience to be on, you know, with such a wonderful show, all such good people, and to meet Pharrell and all the coaches and Lionel Richie. I mean, you know, wake up every day and get that opportunity. So, you know, to have that is just such a blessing, and it's very, very surreal, but it's very, very, very cool, and I've been taking it all in. And definitely taking their advice and, you know, putting it to my full expense of, you know, becoming, you know, who I want to become and to keep following my dreams and to have their support and to have everybody's support. It's just absolutely amazing.
Well, we want to remind everybody that you're listening, especially for those who are listening live on the Cube Network. We're talking with Mia Z from The Voice. You've seen her lovely face and her talents here. And now we're talking to her live here on Film Festival Radio Show. Okay, back to business here. Now, Mia, I understand that you are, all in addition to being a student, you're also studying cosmetology. So is that like a second career, or do you? What are your plans as far as to blend that with music or what?
Basically, you know, I love doing hair and makeup and, you know, black hair, red hair, bangs, you know, whatever it is. So I definitely feel that that's something, you know, that's like some part of my other interests. So it's a hobby. It's, you know, who knows, maybe I could do my dance hair someday in tour. So, you know, I'm going to, you know, keep it intertwined, but also it's a fallback, but I'm definitely keeping music as, you know.
Okay. Well, I want to go back to your coaches here. So what are some cool things that Pharrell and Lionel Richie, as far as singing and music, what did they, can you share with us what they told you?
Yeah, at the rehearsal, we were talking about, you know, were you a vocal coach? And it was, you know, I never was. So it was interesting, you know, their reactions to that. Like, oh, that's good. Like, okay, that's very cool. Like, you know, people usually do get, you know, vocal coach. So I never had that. I was just sort of, you know, I grew up in a family of musicians, and that's what I wanted to do, and that's what I was moving. So I was like, oh, this is very, very cool. But, you know, Hagman and your Ben talk, to take in everything that they were saying and their advice and their inspirational, motivational, legend words, because, you know, like, that's Roland and Lionel Richie right here in front of me, and that's just, what? Like, you don't even get it. And then after, like, you know, Ralph said star qualities, and Lionel Richie was so, you know, was so kind of everything he said of me and my voice, and, you know, the blues. So it was very, very cool, and I'll never, ever forget that moment.
Well, I don't blame you. I would not either. I, you know, went to a Lionel Richie concert once, and I still remember that. So here you are actually working with him. That's amazing. But well, now, you know, the rest of your class is, you know, your fellow students are back in high school. Is this spring break week for your state, or is that over or what?
Normal month of school.
Okay.
So I'm actually missing.
Okay.
My teacher's been on the workout. Everybody's very supportive back at
Kiski area. Kiski, good old Kiski High. Wow. So what are you hearing from your friends back in high school? I mean, first of all, I always like to ask people from The Voice, how difficult was it for you to keep it a secret that, because you know the earlier shows are pre-taped, so was it difficult keeping this a secret from your high school buddies and your other family members, or what?
Well, it wasn't too big of a challenge for me, because just don't even fight it. And just be patient with it, because you could always put work into it, and you just don't want to spoil it for anybody. I mean, then you're spoiling it for yourself, so...
Glad that you did keep it a secret. Well, we have one of your fellow The Voice castmates, I should say. We have Brian Johnson. Brian, we have Mia Z. You guys want to say good morning to each other or what? Or can we get him?
Good morning, Brian.
Let's see, can we get him?
Yeah.
Hi,
Dennis.
Can you say good morning to Mia? Can you hear her?
Yeah, no? Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Mia. How are you guys doing?
Oh, he can hear. Okay. Well,
hey, how are you?
Well, they can hear each other. Well, anyway, Mia,
I'm
thank you
great.
So much. Good luck to you, and we will see you on The Voice as you continue to advance on.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
You.
Okay, bye-bye.
See ya.
Okay. Okay, Brian, it is your turn to be on the hot seat. How are you today?
I'm doing so good. How are you?
Oh, we're great. We're great here. We're just, as I said, we're just having a good time. We're talking to you guys from The Voice, and we are just...
Hello?
Okay, Mr. Johnson, I still see the line connected, but there's no audio. I'll disconnect it and transfer it again, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. Tanya, the line for Janice Malone is connected. I'm just
okay.
Hearing silence from that line. Usually
okay.
I get a tone to press a key, but it didn't ask me this time, so we're just standing by, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Going to retry that line. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to disconnect that.
Hello. Hello, operator.
Oh.
You may go ahead with your interview with Tanya.
Okay, Tanya, we don't know what is going on. Something crazy technically is going on with this.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.